This is episode 1132. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. Each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a full week, so you can master a particular quality in your life. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique that goes along with our series on gratitude. We're exploring gratitude in each episode this week. And this is a technique to help you manage depression. So it's a gratitude meditation technique to help you manage depression. And so as you do this technique, you're going to have the option to do a mudra. And if you're not sure what a mudra is, it is a way you position your hands to activate a corresponding region of your brain. It works in a similar way as yoga or acupressure. In fact, mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. Now, you can do this mudra, or you can just choose to do the visualization part. The mudra is an option for you to try out a new meditation technique. You never know what might work for you. And many people tell me that mudras have become their favorite go-to technique. You can do them whether you're seated meditating or whether you're out and about in your busy day. So the mudra that I want to share with you today before I guide you in this technique is a mudra with a mouthful of a name. It's called the Vajrapradama Mudra. And to do this mudra, you'll rest your hands on your lap, or if you're standing, just hold your hands at your chest or at your stomach level, and then intertwine your fingers. Intertwine your fingers to where they're upward within your palms of your hand, and your thumbs are stretched out. Now, if you're not really sure what this mudra looks like, even though it's incredibly easy to do, once you see a photo of it, you'll immediately know how it's done. I always share a photo on my Facebook page at sipandom.com. So that's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om, Sip and Om. Just go to my Facebook page, because right there, I always leave the week's mudra. So you'll see the Vajrapradama mudra there. Now, what this particular mudra does for you is it helps you to feel more confident, especially to trust yourself. And you can do this mudra 3 times a day for 15 minutes at a time. For the purposes of this meditation, just hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And as I mentioned, you can still receive the benefits even if you are not holding the mudra, but I encourage you to challenge yourself. So the research I shared with you the other day about the gratitude journal, that was from the Mindfulness Project. And this was research by Dr. Robert Emmons, who's a professor of psychology at UC Davis in California. And he is the one who's been studying the effects of gratitude on over 1,000 people. And he did some test groups where he split up the different participants into different groups and asked half of the group to keep a journal where they were to write down 5 gifts they were grateful for each day. And the other group wrote down 5 hassles. So this study had interesting results, because what he found, not surprisingly, was that 25% of the participants who kept a gratitude journal experienced not only overall confidence and happiness, but an overall sense of health and well-being. So your attitude impacts how you feel physically. And so your challenge for this week, I always issue a challenge. Your challenge has been to keep a gratitude journal. And if you'd like a gratitude journal, you can receive one free over at my website where I have a subscription membership site. You can try out this membership site for 2 weeks free, and along with access to over 1,000 guided meditations that are half hour in length, or you could break off at the 15-minute point as well. I offer a journal with each series. And so this week, you'll receive a free gratitude journal. And also you receive a slowdown guide. So you get a guide with all the different meditation techniques listed on it that are shared this week. Again, that's at my website at sipandom.com if you'd like a customized gratitude journal. But what you really need to do is simply even just wake up in the morning and think of, I always focus on three things. Think of three things you're grateful for that day. And before I go to bed at night, I focus on three things I'm grateful for before I go to sleep. And this really does cultivate an attitude of gratitude, which, as we've seen in studies, impacts your health and well-being as well. So as you do this gratitude technique I'm going to share with you, and if you combine the mudra with it, it just becomes extra powerful. I want to share with you one more thing that Dr. Emmons discovered in his study. Many people say that when you exercise, this helps you to manage depression. Well, exercise is fantastic for you, and there have been a lot of studies, especially walking can help participants with depression significantly. Well, what Dr. Emmons discovered, he put a little spin on it, combining his gratitude research. He was saying that when you have gratitude, you feel happier and more confident. And then that is going to inspire you and motivate you to get out and move your body, to walk. So it's all connected. It's interconnected. All these things hold hands together. Exercise, your mindset, feeling gratitude, meditating. When you do all these things combined, you are going to begin living an incredibly beautiful life. So, in the technique for today, as I mentioned, you can hold this mudra as you do the technique, or just simply rest your hands on your lap or right on your knees. And as you close your eyes and begin to relax the different areas of your body, think about one quality about yourself you're grateful for. And then inhale through your nose, bringing your breath inward and upward, filtering it throughout your entire body, focusing on this one quality about yourself that you're proud of, that you admire, that others may admire about you as well. And hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, focusing on this quality. And when you feel ready to release your breath, exhale through your nose, letting your breath flow out softly, gently, not letting it rush out, just letting it gently flow outward, and release tension, self-doubt, fears. And then do this technique twice more. So you'll think about another quality you admire about yourself, something you're proud of. And as you inhale, focus on this quality, holding it with the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as feels comfortable. And then as you exhale, let go of your self-doubt, your tension, fears, let them go. So do this several more times and then go into a sense of inner peace where you let go of the technique and you simply allow yourself to be, to notice these beautiful sensations you've created. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.